If you've ever moved house, you will know it's one of the most stressful things you can do in your life. In fact, it is apparently in the top three most stressful things that will happen to you in your lifetime. So what can you do to make it a bit easier? I'm pleased to say that Val from Evans International has joined me in the studio. Val, just tell us what Evans International does to start off with.
We're basically, very much like it says on the tin, we are a local, national and international removal company. So we can move you, whether it be just around the corner or, as they say, indeed around the world.
You will have seen thousands of moves happening, and some of which will have been very straightforward, I'm sure, Val, and some of which the people involved will have got a little bit stressed.
Yes, unfortunately, there are circumstances with everybody's move that can make you feel more stressed or less stressed than what really should be necessary on moving day. But by engaging with the correct removal company and making sure that they're looking after your needs, then we do endeavour to try and reduce that stress down to a minimum.
So if I wanted to reduce that stress, what sort of things could I look out for from my removal company? How could I reduce my stress in moving?
Well, basically, one of the best ways to reduce the stress is to actually ask the company to do, the removal company to do as much as possible for you. Because a lot of people start to think that it's a bit of a doddle to pack up your home, and it actually isn't. So my recommendation is to actually ask your removal company to quote you for doing what we call a full packing service. This way, we will take all or quite a lot of the stress out of moving, because we will do the hard work. We will put everything in the boxes, and that should free up your time to make sure that you're concentrating on the really important things, like liaising with your solicitor and your estate agent and making sure your meters are getting read and all the other things that are important.
And speaking from personal experience, it can take weeks to pack if you're doing it around your job, around your children, all those sort of things, can't it?
It certainly can, because at the end of the day, every time you pick something up in your home and go to put it in a box, it usually evokes a memory. It usually gets you to do. And so we have a little bit of a chat about.
I haven't seen this for ages.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then a box that would maybe take us 10 minutes to pack could take you an hour.
I imagine there's various levels that can be offered. How do I know that I'm getting the right packing service?
You need to think about this, because like everything, there's a cost to the different levels of service. And the packing services can be what we call a full packing service. And I was always advise people that are quite time limited to go for what we call a full packing service, because this way, we are in either one day or 2 days before your removal day, and we will just literally blitz. So we will come in and we will pack everything. We'll put it into the boxes for you. We'll make sure it's packed correctly. Because part of the mechanics of moving is to make sure that everything is ready. And you have to appreciate that on removal day, you know, there is, it, although it could be a bit of an unwritten rule, there is something. We do actually need to have you out of that house, you know, at the time of completion, which is usually around midday to 2 o'clock. It could be earlier or it could be later. But, you know, as removal companies, we do try and ensure that we're out of the house so that the incoming crew have time to unpack the new homeowner into that home.
It might cost you a little bit extra, but sometimes it's worth it just to remove that stress, isn't it? But if I'm on a bit of a budget, what other options would there be?
There's a number of different options. I mean, some people say, oh, well, I'm quite happy to pack all of my clothes and my books and things that I know that I can't break, but I've got grandma's precious tea service, or I've got all my lovely glassware. So one of the most popular packing services is what we call a fragile only packing service. The advantages of doing this is that, of course, we know how to pack all of this, but also if we pack that precious stuff, all the items, then it's covered under our insurance policy. We don't like to think that things get broken, but equally we do live in the real world and you do have to take on board that unfortunately something may get broken within the move. And if your removal company has packed it, then of course we can go to their insurance to help sort it out. If you're on quite a tight budget and you're happy to do all of the packing yourself, then great, you can do that. But ask your removal company to supply all of the packing boxes. Because again, a nightmare for any removal company is to turn up and we've got a crisp box here and a banana box here and a nappy box over there. And what you have to appreciate is that the safe transit of your goods is totally relied on how the vehicle is packed, and lots of different size boxes and non-standard boxes makes the load quite insecure. And so it's always better to use the removal company's boxes, and most reputable removal companies will almost insist that you use their boxes. It's not that they're trying to make more money out of you, it's the fact that they understand that it's a lot easier and a lot safer for their crew to pack the vehicle using recognised industry boxes, and they're a lot stronger than your normal supermarket.
Yeah. What other specific kind of more bespoke things can you have from your removal company?
Well, here at Evans, we have come to, over the years, recognise that different people require different things. And I think this goes right back to the very first visit of the removal company, of their representative. And this is where I like to pride myself on. Not only are we here to tell you and to explain the mechanics of actually moving the big furniture and the boxes from A to B, but it's understanding the other, maybe not quite as obvious requirements as the customer that sat in front of me. Just an example of that would be, say, a couple or a person that's in their more golden years, and they need to be able to get rid of some of their furniture because they're downsizing.
Yeah.
They may need to go for a trip to the tip. You know, they may want some furniture to go to a relative of theirs. So instead of getting Fred to do that bit and John to do that bit, we do all of it. Mm-hmm. So that they know that one company is going to come in and we can help them to decide the appropriate auction to take their goods to. We can take things to the tip for them, and we can deliver things to relatives. It doesn't matter whether they're local or national, because we can fit it in with a run. So we can do all of that for them. And there are other specialist requirements as well. I mean, just last week we had a couple when I went to see them, and they had a 3-ton stone trough.
Wow.
And the lady was absolutely...
Just move that for us.
Yes, you know, and actually when I got there, the gentleman made a little bit of a joke of it. He says, oh, do you think you can get your lads to lift that? And I went, well, they'll need more than 3 Weetabix to get hold of that for breakfast. I said, but funnily enough, I know a man that does. And so their day was absolutely made when last week we delivered their 3-ton stone trough from their old house and put it in situ at their new house.
Wow.
And actually the lady, because there was so much sentimental value attached to that piece that she thought she couldn't take with her, you know, she actually wept at the sight of her new trough in her new home.
And services at the other end as well, like I know that you do unpacking services, picture hanging, that sort of thing, don't you?
We absolutely do, because again, we're now in a world where close members of the family are not close as in mileage to support parents.
People live all over the place now, don't they? Yeah.
And so therefore, that's where I like to step in and actually take some of that pressure off the relatives as well, because even though they may be long distance, they're still going to worry about mum or dad moving, or even if they're local, they still worry. So I believe that a supporting relative should just be concerned about looking after the person, and we will look after the rest of the move. Or if they're not there to look after the person, then that's when I can step in and make sure that that person is looked after as well. Because we do have lots of things that we can do. We do know support services. We can hang pictures, we can get electricians in to take lights down and rehang them, we can get specialists in to unplumb items that need unplumbing, or cookers that need disconnecting and reconnecting.
If people would like to find out more about what you do at Evans International, how can they find out more?
Well, simple. I'm a people person, so best of all, just pick up that telephone and ring me on 01765 640 882 and just feel free to ask me any questions and advice whatsoever.